Welcome to Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo, with over 20 years experience in the wedding industry, from an owner of a wedding event rental company to a DJ and to a wedding videographer.
And I'm your host, DJ Michael Joy. I have, check this out, 30 years of being a DJ. Trust me, there's nothing I haven't seen or heard at a wedding.
All right, well, welcome back into the Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo. Hope you're doing well today. Well, today we are going to talk about major wedding mistakes that brides make and how to avoid them. Yes, it is very common to make mistakes when you are wedding planning, right? Because on one hand, wedding planning can be such a blissful time, but on the other hand, can be completely stressful. It's so easy to lose sight of the things, you know, because you're checking off a million to-do lists and keeping dozens of obligations straight. But when you're in the thick of things, remember, you just can't let the most common wedding mistakes derail your big day. So yes, we are going to start with the first one. Number one is not setting and sticking to a budget. Probably the top mistake we see brides make is dealing with those numbers. Budget is a sensitive subject, and if it's not discussed candidly from the beginning, problems are sure to arise. You need to sit down with your fiance and with your family members who might be helping pay for things early on in the wedding planning process and decide on figures that are comfortable for everyone and get that overall number. It is so important to be able to set budgets. And, you know, like we said before, and we've talked in other podcast episodes here on the Calling All Brides podcast, that you've got to set that budget. You've got to have those tough discussions with your family, with your loved ones, with your fiance, so you're all on the same page from the beginning, because you got to figure out the sources of where that money's coming from, right? If your parents are going to contribute, that's great, but you need to find out how much, right? If they're not going to contribute, that's fine. Then you know that you're going to be responsible for everything. But you've got to have that conversation and understand where those funds are coming from. So that was going to also, you know, help you with your vendors, because that way you can be upfront about your budget and you're not have to worry about looking at options that are going to exceed your budget, things like that. So it's just be very, very important for you to be realistic and understand that you've got to set your budget, and once you have your budget, you need to stick to that budget. So that way everything is fine and goes smoothly. All right, number two is letting other people's opinions carry too much weight. You know, if you got a certain aunt or something that, you know, just prefers that you pick a summer date rather than a fall date, or your future sister-in-law thinks you should go for a blush color scheme rather than, you know, a green and gold that you've picked out, or your cousin doesn't care for your wedding dress, or, you know, Uncle Joe or whatever, Uncle Bob wishes that you would have, you know, done a steak dinner instead of, you know, heavy hors d'oeuvres. You know, there's just so many different opinions that are going to occur during your wedding, and you have to understand that you have to kind of put those opinions to the side. They can't carry too much weight. Everybody's going to want to have an opinion. Everybody's going to have a thought, going to have an idea about how your wedding should go, but you've got to drown all that out. It is your special day, yours and your fiance's special day. So you can't let those opinions carry too much weight, because it'll get stressful you're not going to be yourself. You're going to have all these choices, and you don't owe anyone an explanation for how you choose to celebrate, because it is your day, not their day. They've already had their day, or they'll have their day in the future. So just keep that in mind. Don't let other people's opinions carry too much weight. All right, number three is going overboard on trendy elements. Guys, there is so much inspiration out there at your fingertips, you know, from Pinterest to Instagram to TikTok, wedding websites. You know, there's just a variety of trends, and you just cannot go overboard with these trendy elements. You know, again, everybody's going to have an idea, you know, telling you what these trends are and what you should have at your wedding. Oh, you should have a photo booth. Oh, you should have a 360 photo booth. Oh, you should have, you know, this elaborate cake, or you should have, you know, open bar, or you should have a band over a DJ, you know, all these kind of different trends that are going on. You just really need to sit back and pick the things that are going to, A, fit into your budget, but also you don't have to worry about, you know, all this trendy stuff that's going on. You know, just you and your fiance sit down, talk about the things that are important and that you want to incorporate, and that's what's going to be most important, right? You know, just because it's a trend today doesn't mean it's going to be a trend when your wedding is in the year. You know, some couples plan a year or even 2-3 years out. So it might be a trend right now. You know, a 360 photo booth might be the trend right now, but it may not be in 6 months or a year or 2 years down the road. You know, it could be completely different, or dancing on the cloud, or, you know, there's just so many different trends out there that I could talk about. You know, they may have already even passed in your area. But, you know, just don't let all these trendy things, you know, just don't worry about going overboard with all these trendy things. You know, just make it your day with your special touches, and everything will be perfect just like you imagined it would be. All right, number four, letting life revolve around wedding planning. Guys, wedding planning can take up a large portion of your life if you let it. And you should never let it become your whole life. You know, you've really got to pay attention to how much time you're spending through the wedding planning process. Yes, it's important for you to make sure that you set time for wedding planning, but it's also important for you to set aside time for your self-care, for your friendships, for your relaxation, and of course your partner, your fiance. You know, it's important because it's going to get stressful. You know, as it gets closer and closer to the big day, it is going to get more and more stressful. So you really need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You don't want to get stressed out, have, you know, a panic attack, anxiety, all that kind of stuff that comes with stress. You don't want that to overtake your wedding planning. So just make sure that, you know, that you're taking time and you're not letting it, you know, just take over your entire life. Because, you know, life's still happening. You know, things are going on at work, you know, you got family things, you know, life throws us so many different curveballs every day. So you just need to make sure, you know, that A, that you stay excited for the wedding planning process, because it is exciting, but you don't want to let your life revolve around it. All right, number five is not having a backup plan. This is a huge one. You know, we've seen so many different things play out over the last several years, especially like with COVID. But you just really need to make sure that you have a backup plan, you know, from weather. There's just so many things that could occur out there. So you need to make sure that you prepare, so that way you're able to adapt and accept things that may not go the way you envision them to go. And I really hit on the weather part there, you know, because let's just say plan A is to have that beautiful outdoor ceremony, but you need to have plan B because you never know what that weather is going to do. It might rain, it might snow, depending on, you know, the time of the year. There might be a hurricane that comes through, depending on where you live. So you just really need to plan out plan B in the event of something that is unforeseen. You know, if it is going to, you know, rain or something like that, you need to go ahead and, well in advance, you know, talk to a local rental company and put a deposit down for a tent, you know, things like that, things that you may not think about, but you need to think ahead in case something does occur. Have that backup plan. All right, number six, setting unrealistic expectations for vendors. So finding the right vendors is an integral part of making your wedding day vision come to life. And it's our hope that you'll get to work with a team of pros who feel more like friends than just vendors, right? However, it's important to remember that at the end of the day, wedding vendors are human too, and they also have multiple clients, multiple costs going into your services, and that they're providing, and it's perfectly fair to expect open communication, a professional job well done, and to get what you're paying for. But it's also fair for you to treat your vendors with respect and understanding. Yes, mistakes and miscommunications can happen sometimes, but a little kindness will go a long way. So just don't set these unrealistic expectations with vendors, guys. You know, they're professionals, and yes, you're paying a lot of money for them, but things can happen, things can go wrong, things can go, you know, unplanned, you know, just like the things that are going to happen in your life, right? Things can happen in their life. You don't know what's going on in their personal life or their family life, or, you know, they could have just had a loved one pass, or could have just found out their spouse's job, just, you know, they lost a job. I mean, you just don't know what's going on, right? So just make sure that, you know, you have a little kindness for them as well. I will tell you, you know, one thing, as being a wedding vendor myself, you know, one of the sweetest things that I can recall that somebody did for me when I was filming a wedding, that they actually had a vendor like little kit for the day, you know, and it had a bottle of water, it had like some gum or some mints in it. You know, just a couple small things, right? And then, of course, it had a little card just saying, hey, thanks for taking the time, you know, to be part of our day. Thanks for taking, you know, the extra steps to go the extra mile to try to make our special day, you know, be as special as possible. But it was just super nice, you know, from that couple to receive that as the vendor. You know, just really made me feel really, really, you know, special that day. So, you know, again, guys, kindness just goes a long, long way with everybody that you come across. Just, you know, even in everyday life, you know, it's just important to have kindness. All right, number 7, trying to do it all. Guys, that is probably one of the biggest mistakes that I see couples make, is trying to do everything yourself. Guys, enlist a team. If you have the funds available, go with a wedding planner route. I'm telling you, it will take out so much stress and will really help you. But if you can't go that route, that's perfectly fine. Get the help of your friends and your family. Guys, you're gonna need help. You know, taking on too much can be stressful, can cause, you know, fights and just, you know, all kinds of things. So even if you're a type A bride, you know, certain things are left, you know, best to professionals, best to, you know, friends and family to help you take care of it. Don't be afraid to delegate. You know, trust your friends and your family and help them, you know, split the work with you, and it will just make wedding planning so much less stress, and it will make your big day go just as smoothly as you hoped it would. So again, don't be afraid to ask for help, guys. You know, don't be afraid. You've got friends and family who are willing to step in. And, you know, you might even have friends and family who have actually helped with other weddings before, and so that they actually like it. You just don't know. So you won't know unless you ask, right? So make sure that you ask for help. Don't try to do it all yourself. All right. And finally, number 8, being too stressed to enjoy your actual big day. All of this effort that you have put into the planning is going to come to one final day, your dream wedding day. And trust us, you know, you're going to want to be fully present so you can fully enjoy your wedding day. You know, if you've got the wedding planner, the day of coordinator, that's great. They're going to help, but it's not a priority. You know, if it's not in your budget, it's okay. You know, again, making sure that you've got someone trusted, you know, family, friend, something like that, to help you oversee the logistics of the big day so you can really, really enjoy it. I see it all too much, guys. As a wedding vendor myself, you know, just the bride being overly stressed on the wedding day. That is your special day. You planned for it. It's here. It arrived. Enjoy every single moment of it, because, guys, that day is going to fly by. I promise you. I see it. I am the wedding videographer behind it. I see from, you know, getting there, from getting the makeup and your hair done, to getting dressed, to having the first look, and having family come in there and greet you, and, you know, grandma coming in there and giving you a hug and a kiss, and, you know, family and friends just being all around you and surrounding you. And then leading into that ceremony, and then, you know, walking down the aisle, seeing all of your friends and family, and, you know, just, you know, taking in those emotions, it's just such a special time. And then after you get married, all those pictures that you're having, and then, you know, being introduced into your reception, and then, you know, seeing all those family and friends and spending time with them throughout the reception, and, you know, being able to enjoy a meal, and, you know, having the toast and the cake, and then dancing the night away. And then finally that final send off, guys, it just flies by. So you just really, really need to enjoy it all, because it's going to fly by. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. There's going to be things that go wrong, and it's okay. That's just what makes, you know, you're just part of your love story that you can tell friends and family forever. You know, it's okay. It's going to be perfectly fine. So, you know, we're cheering you on, guys. You know, your whole day, just, you know, enjoy your wedding day. We're cheering you on here. We're here to, you know, just help you avoid those common mistakes, you know, that we see brides make. We want to make sure that you have a fabulous day. So I hope that you know, listen to these common mistakes, guys. You know, play this episode back over, you know, if you need to write them down, you know, as you're going back through your wedding planning journey. All right, guys, it is the Calling All Brides podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo. Hope you have a fabulous day, and we will talk to you soon. Great episodes coming up, and we've got a whole lot more, so make sure you stay tuned to the Calling All Brides podcast.